Progressives boast of 5 million immigrant voters. By Neil Munro on July 22, 2022. Left-wing activists are successfully converting millions of economic migrants into Democratic-leaning voters for the 2022 election, says a new report by left-wing groups. The new American majority has begun to demonstrate its power in numbers, says the July 20 report, titled New American Voters 2022, Harnessing the Power of Naturalized Citizens. By the time of the 2022 midterm elections, they can total an estimated 5.19 million, the report claimed. The report continued. This multiracial, multigenerational, and majority women group of naturalized citizens represent a potential voting bloc that in 2022 can decide various political outcomes, including who controls the U.S. Senate by voting in states like Georgia, Arizona, Nevada, Pennsylvania, and Florida. The new populations of naturalized immigrants are more than enough to flip many elections that GOP leaders and their business donors expect to win in November. Over the last 30 years, immigrants have flipped numerous GOP-leaning districts and states to elect far-left Democrats, including Democrats in New Jersey, California, Virginia, and Georgia. The new 2022 immigrant voters include many who came to the United States during the pro-migration, pro-business presidencies of George W. Bush and Barack Obama. Many are still poor and are likely to seek aid from Democratic policies in an economy where their wages are kept low and their housing is made expensive by mass immigration. The scale of new voters may be large enough to wipe out GOP gains among the growing number of recent middle-class Latinos who are worried that Democratic policies will wipe out their blue-collar jobs in the manufacturing, transport, and energy sectors. The report was prepared by the National Partnership for New Americans, NPNA, the Service Employees International Union, the Asian and Pacific Islander American Vote, and the U.S. Immigration Policy Center. The center is run out of the government-funded university system in California. The NPNA is a coalition of pro-migrant groups in at least 28 states. The report noted that the majority of newly naturalized citizens are women, 55.5%, and continued. If they vote, newly naturalized citizens can sway outcomes in upcoming elections in politically important states like Georgia, Arizona, Nevada, Pennsylvania, and Florida, among others. The number of newly naturalized citizens from 2016 to 2020 is larger than the margins of victory for the 2020 presidential election in Arizona, Florida, Georgia, Nevada, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. The number of newly naturalized citizens from 2016 to 2020 is also larger than the margin of victory for the Senate seat up for re-election in 2022 in Georgia. In Georgia, newly naturalized citizens from 2016 to 2020 from Africa were larger than the margin of victory during the 2020 presidential election. The political mobilization of immigrants is quietly funded by many state and local governments and is indirectly funded by federal governments. The federal funding flows to the naturalize and voter registration programs via many innocuous grants and contracts via multiple government agencies. The naturalization efforts are also complemented by federal efforts to convert millions of new migrants into green card holders. After 5 years, a green card can be converted into citizenship and into the right to vote in elections. Many Democrats welcome the demographic change. But top Democrats publicly insist their pro-migration policies are not intended to import people who will trump American voters and put Democrats in power. For example, the Democrats' Senate Majority Leader Senator Chuck Schumer, DNY, tweeted on July 20 that Tucker Carlson began with another appalling rant on the racist lie of replacement theory, "It is deranged. It is dangerous." Meanwhile, the GOP in Congress has done little or nothing to slow this conversion of economic migrants into Democratic voters, and little or nothing to publicly reject donor demands for more imported workers, consumers, and renters. In fact, GOP leaders have yet to announce a comprehensive 2022 political campaign that would protect Americans' jobs, homes, and voting rights from President Joe Biden's business-backed policy of admitting millions of economic migrants. Instead, GOP leaders spotlight the border chaos in the hope of boosting GOP turnout by just enough to let a GOP majority House implement their donors' top priorities. Those top priorities include blocking Democrat-devised regulations and taxes on company owners. In June, more than 207,000 illegal immigrants were apprehended. 621 pounds of deadly fentanyl. At least 523 illegal migrants have died. Border agents left feeling demonized, said a July 18 press release by the Republican National Committee. The press release was headlined, "Worst June at the Border in DHS History." When they talk border security, they're playing to our emotions and fears. They're not talking about an immigration policy that would help Americans and earn more voters from swing voters. Americans, said Kevin Lynn, the founder of U.S. Tech Workers. There really is a split between establishment Republicans and America First voters. Because the GOP donors want a never-ending supply of cheap and exploitable labor, he added. The polls show the public wants to welcome some immigration. But the polls also show deep and broad public opposition to labor migration and the inflow of temporary contract workers into jobs sought by young U.S. graduates. The opposition is growing, anti-establishment, multiracial, cross-sex, non-racist, class-based, bipartisan, rational, persistent, and recognizes the solidarity that American citizens owe to one another.